T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big K Morning Show. Happy Monday. New month. October's underway. We got a lot going on this week, covering all the big stories. Mayor Ed Ganey of the city of Pittsburgh scheduled to join us after the news at 9. Teacher assault, school violence. Also, what happened at Oliver and the impact. Marty had a conversation with the teacher who was assaulted.
In my career, I'm telling you, I've never heard anything as egregious, disgusting, and frightening.
And we're also, on the upside, going to hear about this incredible wedding that Marty orchestrated yesterday for a veteran who's,
man,
frankly, dying from cancer.
And the last thing he wanted was to marry his sweetheart. And to see them yesterday, to watch them, so much joy, it's incredibly rewarding.
And right now we take you live. Chris Hoffman is a reporter with KDKA-TV, and along with Ian Smith, photographer, editor, who does an extraordinary job. They are in Florida on the Gulf Coast, and right now we catch them in the KDK news car. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, good. Great. So tell us about your trip so far. When did you get there, and what have you seen, and where are you going?
Well, we flew in, that was Thursday. Right?
Thursday night, yeah.
Thursday, started Friday in the actual city of Fort Myers. Couldn't even get to the barrier islands or anything. Obviously, they're still cut off. And just even in the tourist area of downtown, you can see they were still recovering. You have trees that are just snapped like toothpicks. Homes still digging out from all the mud, debris, storm surge left behind. And went north to kind of an area between Sarasota and Fort Myers called Northport, where they're still dealing with flooding. Roads under just several feet of water. In some cases, you have people that evacuated for the storm, and they still haven't been able to get back to their house because roads are just under that much water.
Ian and Chris, The last time I was at a hurricane was Hurricane Andrew, where 65 people died. And I remember the smell of death, quite frankly, where they pulled the bodies of two elderly folks from a home, and I'd interviewed them before the hurricane. There's this overwhelming feeling, Ian and Chris, and Ian first, of the enormity of the devastation when you're there, is there not, sir?
That's the truest statement, Marty, and I've known that smell of death when I covered Katrina. Fortunately, so far it seems the death toll isn't too bad. We haven't really had that experience, but the enormity of the damage of the seeing people's lives just absolutely ruined is it really overwhelms you at times. And we even visited Pittsburgher Anthony Roman, owner of the Roman Bistro, who's lived down here much of the year now over towards Fort Myers. And he was he got away from the wind damage a lot, but his home had 5 feet of storm surge just go right through it. And just watch everything get sucked out of his house was just simply amazing.
Hey, and to follow up on that, Ian, the Wall Street Journal reporting that 97% of the folks there have no flood insurance. So that adds to this misery index, does it not, gentlemen?
Absolutely, especially in these areas where you could tell, I mean, they're definitely poorer areas that are just absolutely inundated with floodwaters. And, you know, the flood insurance in these areas is almost unaffordable unless you have a lot of money. So, yeah, a lot of people are in a lot of trouble right now. Everything they have is gone and no way to replace it.
And they're inland. I mean, so these areas, we're not talking about just, like, right on the beach. I mean, like, the one house, he's 20 miles inland
from
wow.
the beach. Wow. And he does live on the intercoastal waterway, but that just shows how strong that storm surge was. And even miles away from the Gulf, people were still just inundated with flood water.
And the problem they're having, too, also is the backwater. They had so much rain to the north, too, in Orlando, that all the 20 inches of rain, 24 inches of rain, it's all backwashing down the creeks and streams back towards the Gulf. And it's just these communities thought, okay, well, we dealt with it, and it's over now. No, it's just starting again. All of a sudden, these floodwaters are up 5 feet in front of their houses, and it's like, terrible.
Like the one lady we spoke with, she said they were in a zone that officials said, you're fine. You can stay through the storm. She wakes up when the eye came over. It was just so quiet. And they woke up to 3 feet of water.
Wow.
And she was just like, what am I supposed to, what the heck happened?
Well, are you able to stick with us for a few minutes? We want to ask a few more questions. You guys good?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
All right. We're with Chris Hoffman, Ian Smith, KDK TV. They are live in the Gulf Coast area, heading to Fort Myers, Florida, on the Big K Morning Show. News Radio KDK. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, Marty Griffin, and we'll continue our conversation. KDK TV's Chris Hoffman and photographer editor Ian Smith are in Florida and in the Fort Myers area. They've been surveying the damage from Ian all weekend. And gentlemen, so again, where are you headed today?
Well, today we're actually headed back into Fort Myers Beach in particular, one of the hardest hit areas. That'll be the first time we're able to see that, and that's going to be, for lack of a better term, I think a very humbling experience because, I mean, the Navajo area, we've seen the pictures, you've seen the devastation of just how these homes were just manhandled by that storm and just the sheer destructive force of nature.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be, this is going to be the worst of it. You know, Sanibel Island, Fort Myers Beach, those were the two areas that got hit by the winds the hardest. Again, the surrounding areas, there's flooding down there, is the absolute, you know, obliteration by the wind damage.
I think a couple of points that both of you made that are so poignant. Number one, you sent me a story about, and you're not complaining, but there's a dearth of stuff. And for the folks living there, it's real hard to even get food, is it not, gentlemen?
It is. It's been rough, you know, especially for the people that have to live here. You know, we can get by for a couple of days on granola bars and peanut butter and jelly. But the people that live here, you know, one of the biggest things was gasoline. And you know, it's finally a lot of stations are starting to come back online. But, you know, it was like, you couldn't find an open gas station. So people were desperate. You know, they're waiting in line, you know, sometimes when the first gas station's open, 2-3 hours
Whoa.
To get gas. They have their generators they got to run, too. It's not just for their car, you know, it's generators and stuff. So, but those are starting to come back. So life is slowly starting to return to.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some normalcy, more grocery stores are opening, things like that.
But to your point, there are parts that will be years and years, like total devastation. I heard on Fort Myers Beach on the island there, every single car was submerged and most of the homes are significantly damaged or total disasters.
From the images, yeah, it certainly seems that way. And I saw some time-lapse video showing the storm surge. And this was water going up and over the palm trees. You're talking like 10-foot tall palm trees, 15-foot tall. And the water's going over them. I mean, just that sheer destructive force. I mean, you look at the over you look at the befores, the afters, and just it's unbelievable to just see, like, in the course of a few hours, what nature can just do.
Absolutely. One thing I wanted to add, gentlemen, is the positive down here is the, you know, as in any horrible situation, boy, people come together to help each other.
Nice.
You know, there are people, anybody with a boat, when we were in Northport, was coming there to pull people out of their houses. Anybody with a, you saw airboats showing up, kayaks, rowboats, nice. You know, people on SUVs, air, you know, anything. It was just, it's so heartwarming to see that.
Like, and you can't spit down there without running into a Pittsburgher, someone from this region, right?
Yeah, pirate and stealer stuff everywhere, even during this.
We've gotten so many messages saying, oh, my grandma lives down there, or my sister, you know, some family member lives down there. It was impacted. Fortunately, lots of the messages have said they're safe, which is good. But it's just amazing to see, like, that there's no degree of separation in Pittsburgh. You go anywhere, you'll find someone.
Well, we appreciate your efforts. We'll look for your reports on KDK-TV, and thanks for taking time for us this morning, gentlemen.
Hey, it was an honor to be on there. Thank you, guys.
Love you, boys. Fantastic
KDK-TV's
job.
Chris Hoffman, Ian Smith on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, 725 at KDK.
You start to get ripe down there, too. You don't get a shower, you start to get ripe.
Marty Griffin, Larry Richard, we'd love to thank Kelly O'Connor, Kelly O's. We were there on Friday up in Warrendale, and her team and staff, they were so gracious and welcoming. Thanks, Kelly O.
Woman brought you a pair of socks, Larry.
Yeah.
What was that for?
Unfortunately, we don't have time to get into it.
What was that for, Larry?
Oh, nothing.
The socks.
Yeah,
send Larry socks. The socks are off.
We're going to create a charity, Socks Without Partners.
We got to talk about what happened. I have a police report right in front of me. You've got to hear about this teacher attacked at a Pittsburgh school. It's insane.
7:37 News Radio KDKA. Larry Richard and Marty Griffin.
Man.
Friday, you brought up a story about what happened at Oliver School on the north side, in the Pittsburgh public school system.
It's disgusting.
And I found that, you know, when you hear of a teacher assault, when you hear the details of what happened there, the level of what transpired. And Marty, you said you talked to the teacher?
I have talked to several folks close to her. She has a PhD. She has kids. It's a horrendous set of details. And at the end of the day, something has to change. I have in front of me the police report from this incident that we're going to get into in great detail. And Larry, she could have been killed. And as we get into this, and I promise you more as this hour evolves, let me say this. When that student, 15 years old, Larry, 6 feet, 3 inches tall, 250 pounds, on the report, handed to the school, it said this: this student cannot be left alone in the classroom with a teacher. He was left alone. Okay? Before we get past this escalator incident, and Raz said something extraordinary, Larry, 17,000 people injured a year on escalators. And Patrick just sent me a report from CBS. Big, big problem. Crocs and kids and flip-flops. So again, in this scenario, the early indication, the 27-year-old young man fell from the escalator. We don't know the circumstance. 30 feet and was declared dead at the hospital. But the number one reason why kids, I interviewed a mother, her kid lost his toe from an escalator incident at a Pittsburgh mall. So, according to CBS, these Crocs, Larry, and flip-flops, they get caught in the teeth. I could see this happening. On the escalator. And the kids are losing toes. And in some horrendous cases, losing their feet. And as Raz said, Larry, it's kind of astounding to imagine 30 people died last year in escalator incidents. A month ago in Denver, following a rock concert at Mile High Stadium, a woman died, 4 days ago in New York. A guy was screwing around on the escalator, sliding down, and you know what I'm talking about, Larry, the space between them, and he fell, and he's in critical condition. And we heard from Rose, what did she say? She saw a young woman fall from the highest level at Three River Stadium in 1991 and die. Fell 40 feet. And what did she say happened? She was between the escalators sliding down, and she slipped and fell. And you made a point, Larry, that something doesn't add up if you hear an incident like this, because you're on these escalators all the time.
All the time. It's not, it wouldn't be easy. Some, there had to be mitigating circumstances that we don't have at the moment. But I would imagine there were hundreds, if not thousands, of people there. So I'm sure we will get details. And it's so sad for this 27-year-old from Manaca's family who was with him, apparently.
And you mentioned this because I mentioned this. It was hard for the ambulance to get to him, to clear out the crowd.
Well, the game had just let out.
So, and what's that like? Mayhem.
Well, there's just, you know, it's packed. I mean, there's tens of thousands of people leaving. So sidewalks, streets, cars, it's what you would expect after a game. It's very congested for a while. So it was difficult for them to navigate around, but they did. They got a police escort and were able to do that. And what about this stampede?
My gosh, Larry.
In Indonesia.
My gosh, Larry.
You think how staggering it is that at a soccer stadium in Indonesia, 125 people were trampled, including 32 children, at a soccer game. Age 3 to 17 years old were the kids. And they're trying to, you know, when we had the woman on who was one of the people, you know, it's hard to believe, this is a week ago, we were talking about Kennywood and the incident there. And she was run over in that tunnel.
Larry.
And that would be terrifying.
It's a soccer game.
I know. And apparently, periodically, these soccer matches in different countries, 125 people trampled to death after a soccer match.
Well, you've heard this, Larry. They call them hooligans. And they travel from country to country to soccer matches.
Just so they can
beat the hell out of each other.
We'll have more details on this teacher assault because it has altered what they're doing at Oliver. That's coming up at the top of the hour. We are scheduled to talk to Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. Got a lot to discuss. Hopefully he'll be able to join us right after the news at 9 on the Big K Morning Show. Listen to that crowd yesterday. That was the highlight of the game. Kenny Pickett rushing for two touchdowns, coming in into the game from halftime onto the field, and there was a surge of people that noticed that he was warming up, and then because it wasn't announced. And
You announced it. Make the call. Come on, Larry.
You don't announce it till...
Go ahead. Make the call.
Kenny.
Yeah. Make your call. I love this.
Let me see if I think I actually have the actual call.
Your call.
I mean, that's... Now at quarterback for the Steelers, number 8, Kenny Pickett.
The people go nuts, Larry.
Oh, my gosh.
Did they?
It was insane.
Did you feel it? You personally?
I had goosebumps.
Did you?
I felt the energy of the crowd. We were all feeding off of that, and they were chanting, Kenny, Kenny. And he came out, and he did provide a spark.
My brother said the whole dynamic of the game changed. Is that accurate?
Yes. Scored 14 points, and we're in the lead by 10 going into a fourth quarter against the New York Jets. You should win that game then. I'm thinking this is going to be an epic start for this kid. His first NFL touchdown, then he gets another. Now, he did throw the picks, but the one was like, you might as well have it a punt. It was way inside the 20, probably near the 10-yard line when that was picked by Jordan Whitehead, former Pitt player, by the way. That shouldn't have been picked.
Am I being accurate? You have never missed a Kenny Pickett game at quarterback.
I've never missed a play that Kenny Pickett has made as a Pitt player or Steeler.
Okay, so that gives you a professional perspective here. What do you say about him, Larry? Difference maker?
He's got the it factor. He's physically able to throw like a pro, run like a pro, think like a pro, and he's only a rookie. And the upside is he's got that additional desire. He said all the right things after the game. Wasn't about him. He was prepared. He said, I prepared like I was going to play because they, you know, obviously, how prepared was he? They asked him yesterday after the game.
Like I'm the starter minus the reps. So it's just, you know, you don't get a lot of reps, but that's why I have to be really tuned in mentally, go through every single read that Mitch was getting in practice, in game, watch the film as if I'm the one playing, just so I could be prepared if my opportunity did come, which it did today. So definitely, you know, a great, you know, learning process that I was able to be a part of to help, you know, prepare me for today.
So clearly he heard the fans. So what?
So hold on, Larry, you got no reps? None in practice?
No, the starter gets 90, I don't know what percentage of the reps. What he's saying is he's doing all this assuming that he's going to be the starter.
Is he it now, Larry? Is it over now? Is he the man now?
Coach Tomlin kind of said, we'll deal with next week, next week. Well, this is next week.
Yeah.
And based on the way he played overall, I think you got to start him. Now, the problem is you're going into still the odds on Super Bowl contender in Buffalo.
Oh, are they good?
And you want to put him up there and start? I think now you have to. It would be unfair then to go back to Mitch. I kind of felt bad. I'm standing on the sideline.
Nah, man. Come on. Big boys, big toys.
Here's what Kenny said about the fan reaction to him coming in the game.
Yeah, it was great. You know, the fans are passionate. They want to win, and you know, no one wants to win more than us. So we put a lot of work in. We have to come out with a win there. You know, something that we need to learn from, like I said, quickly and get back on track.
Pickett to Pickens. The Kenny Pickett era has begun. Too bad it didn't come with a win.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.